So we're answering questions from questions@chalmerswellness.com. Got a couple of them. One of them, so this one's about vaccine. So the question is, I got the vaccine 2 years ago. I regret getting it now. I've been having health issues since. What is it? What is the best way to clear? Basically, they're wanting to get rid of the vaccine. There's no way that I know of to get rid of the vaccine. The mRNA actually starts changing the DNA, changing the way your body does things chemically from the moment it's put in. We know that it does certain things. We know it damages the pons, just like the MMR and some of the other vaccines damage the pons, which is why we get sudden infant death syndrome. MMR is not part of sudden infant death syndrome, but the vaccines they give early on damage the pons. It ends up creating massive sleep apnea, and they just stop breathing at night, and they don't start again. That's how they die. That's how babies die. That's how people with the COVID vaccine die. What that actually does as well is, if it doesn't kill you, it radically decreases oxygenation in the whole body. So the first thing we want to do is get a sleep study, make sure that that issue is either not there, or that we get you a CPAP to take care of that. The next thing I always like to do is get an echocardiogram and a calcium CT. The echocardiogram is going to show us myocarditis. We have lingering issues of the heart. The one that we see the most is the ejection fraction is lowered, which is the amount of blood that's kicked out of the heart. Quinine helps quite a bit with that. You're probably going to have to be on that forever. Natokinase is also a big player, NAC. Those three are things we've had to use every single time. There's other things we've had to use. You're probably going to be on those for the rest of your life. We need to quit calling this a virus. It is a bioweapon. It was specifically designed to do exactly what it's doing. So kind of keep that in mind. The longer you go without treating it, the more complex and the more severe the symptoms are going to get. Cleaning the liver and cleaning the kidneys are also important. Get your testosterone and your D3 up. The testosterone is going to help your body heal. So right now what you have with the vaccine is you have something that's actively decaying and chipping away at your body. You need to get everything else in your body up, all the health function up as high as you can to offset that. We don't know how much you're going to offset it. We don't know how long it's going to go, but that's the thing. So just like if you were smoking and taking a lot of medical drugs, you're going to have to be healthier to offset that damage. So those are going to be the things. You have to clean up your diet, so no seed oils, low GI. Like, there's a lot of things. But the three, NAC, natokinase, and quinine, are most likely going to be the things you need to do. Get that sleep study, that calcium CT, that echocardiogram. The calcium CT is going to be important because we have to start a baseline. How much plaquing do you have today versus how much plaquing do you have in a year or two? We're going to start working on getting your testosterone levels up so you can eat the plaque out of the arteries. We're going to start worrying about not letting any free radicals or reactive oxidative stress in. Meditation and relaxation is going to be a big piece as well. So if you got the vaccine because you were forced to, which I see a lot all the time, or because you chose to and made a mistake, either way, it doesn't really matter why you got it. You did. And so we need to start working back on that. Getting tested and going through Thera is going to be really important as well. So get in as soon as you can. Let's get started working on it. It's the only thing to do. A lot of people are burying their head in the sand on this one, and that's the worst possible thing you can do. So make sure that if you guys did get the vaccine or had to, again, doesn't matter why, that you start getting treated for it. It's one of those things that if you give yourself a little bit more time to see if things are bad, when you find out they're bad, it's, oh, you have cancer, or, oh, you have a heart attack, or, oh, like, something terrible. So get in, get checked on that, start working that back out. The other one is, please explain how calories don't matter anymore. Okay. Calories don't matter. The amount of food that you intake does matter. So what the reason why calories don't matter is because calories are not part of chemistry. So if you, for instance, say, all right, well, show me why carbohydrates can make me fat. I can walk you through the entire chemical process, right? It's sugar goes in, creates sugar in the blood. Blood has too much sugar. Insulin pushes the sugar into the cells. Whatever doesn't go in the muscles has to be stored as fat. And that's how you get fat from sugars or from carbohydrates. Fats, you need a fat. absorbed. If it's a short, like a 6 to 9, so the short and medium chain triglycerides, those are absorbed directly through the intestinal lumen, goes right into the body, bloodstream, whole deal, body can use them. If they're longer than that, they have to be picked up by a chylomicron in the intestine and shoveled through the body. Your liver also makes LDL cholesterol for this very purpose. So that's how fats, you know, get stored. Proteins are not going to get there. They'd have to go through gluconeogenesis to the point where they create an insulin response. That's just not going to happen. Calories, the definition of calorie is the amount of energy required to move 1 kilogram of water, 1 degree Celsius. So it is an energy measurement, kind of like a degree or a Kelvin. It's the amount of heat energy that's in something. There is no chemical path where a calorie produces ATP. So you're going to have to show me chemically how it functions. So get away from that and get more into the macro function. The macro function are the proteins, fats, and carbohydrates. And then in the fats, you've got to split those up into omega-6 fats. So like your seed oils and things like that, your saturated, monounsaturated, those sort of things to figure out how they actually fit in. And then sugars, you're going to have to look at carbohydrates, you're going to have to look at the glycemic index. So that's how that function works. Right now, I'm eating once every 2 days to increase the amount of burn from the fat that I'm currently burning. Now, if you're going to do any fasting, like we talked about when we talk about fasting, make sure you're getting your collagen in, because if you don't, your muscle tissue will be eaten away to provide sugar for your blood. Your blood cannot run it's the only thing that can't run on fats or on ketones. It has to have sugar because it has no mitochondria. So, for instance, the reason with semaglutide and Ozempic, the reason why people lose so much muscle mass is because their body still requires the sugar, breaks down the muscle tissue to produce sugar for the blood, and it continually does that, and that's where your problem is. So taking the collagen will give your body the amino acids it needs to make the sugar through gluconeogenesis without tearing apart your muscle tissues. So that's kind of how that one plays out. If you can show me what a calorie is and how it works chemically, that'd be fantastic. But that's why they don't matter. So, like for instance, fiber doesn't matter at all. It doesn't get absorbed. Protein doesn't turn into fat. You're going to get some small pieces of energy out of it, but outside of blood sugar for your blood, it doesn't really produce any energy. So it's basically free to eat. Turkey, pork loin, those sort of things are fantastic. Very filling, high protein, very clean, very good for you, as long as it's from clean sources. Eggs are also fantastic. So you know, those are great as far as fat goes, as far as leaning out and that type of thing. So if you can get yourself to the point where you can fast, like I am, where you eat once a day or you eat once every 2 days or something like that, that's going to help tremendously. Because as your body has to find a fuel source to produce ATP, that's why you carry the fat on your body. How you position all the levers to get to burn the fastest, most efficiently, the cleanest, and without damaging your muscle tissue is kind of the process that everyone's bodies works a little bit differently. And so whenever I start working with people, we kind of tweak that as we go. But that's generally the basis for what's going on with that. Okay, so I talk about free radicals causing, hold on. Okay, I say it's not cholesterol, it's free radical damage that causes plaquing. How is that true? Okay, so what ends up happening is your body produces LDL and VLDL cholesterol as a main fuel source for your heart. It also uses it to carry things throughout the body. So for instance, one of the reasons that I don't like statin drugs, one of the reasons that statin drugs do more damage than they do good is because when they reduce the LDL cholesterol, your body cannot take D2, which is made in the liver, attach it to the LDL cholesterol, and then use the LDL cholesterol as a transport mechanism, which is one of the main purposes for LDL, to the kidneys, where it can turn into D3. So you decrease your D3 hormone, which is going to decrease the ion control to your heart, to your kidneys, to your adrenals, to your bones, to your immune system, all those sort of things. The thing about the LDL and the VLDL cholesterol is that it's not ever going to hurt you. Like lots and lots of people have high LDL, high VLDL, and have no plaquing. We've known this for a long time. The issue we get into with plaquing is that the arteries are damaged through reactive oxidative stress. And then the the LDL cholesterol is also mutated and damaged and altered from the reactive oxidative stress. So if you're worried about plaquing, get a calcium CT, reduce all inflammatory stuff like seed oils. Seed oils are the biggest one because they cause the most lipid peroxidation. Lipid peroxidation is damage to fats. LDL is a fat. So you really want to start with that one. Vitamin E is a great one. Pecans work great. It's one of the reasons I eat so much pecan pie. The other 90% of the reasons is because it's super delicious. But that's what you're really looking for on those. I would highly recommend everybody over the age of 20 get a calcium CT if for no other reason, just to get a baseline of where you are today. We're starting to see people with plaquing in the teens, in the early 20s. So there isn't really a too young age to do this. If you get a zero, great. We'll just kind of keep going on from there. So those are some of the big issues. I've got a couple more questions. I'll answer some of these just via email. But when you guys have questions, send them to us. Questions@chalmerswellness.com. And we'll get going. Thanks for your time.